Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We're learning Zechor LeMiriam. We are finishing Perek Tes. This is Shin number 36. We discussed yesterday how a person can purchase a Gemara, a Sefer, flip through the pages and find a beautiful written Sefer. Flipping a few more pages, he finds comics or nonsense written and bound inside of the same Sefer, in the same Gemara. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's what can happen. A person who learns Torah in the middle of his learning, he starts having conversations of politics, of sports, of nonsense. When he gets up to Shemayim, they play back this video of his learning, and you see beautiful learning, beautiful Divrei Torah, and all of a sudden, it drops. All of a sudden, they hear and they see the conversations of Bittul Torah. Says the Chavetz Chaim, who is going to be made on this person? Who is going to testify in this person in the future? And the answer is, it's his own neshama. Nishmosoi shel Adam me'ida boi be'eis adin. The person's neshama is going to testify on himself. Ki kol ma'isov shel Adam v'chein diburov hakol nikva b'nishmosoi b'soich zichroinai. Everything, all of his speech, all of his actions, all of his thoughts, all of the words of Torah and everything else he said and did is stored in a very powerful memory source called his neshama. I remember when the flash drives came out, and it was so exciting, you could have 4 gigabytes stored in the flash drive, and then it went up to 8 gigabytes, and 16, and 64. Now we don't even use gigabytes, you don't use the flash drives, you just, everything's online. There is a very powerful memory source, and nothing is lost. That's neshmasoi shel Adam. And in some people's neshama, they will come and be made and testify on Shisha Sidri Mishnah, on all of Shas Mishnayis, and Gemara, and Chumash, and Navi, and Musa Svarim, and all the chesed that nobody knows the person did, and all the tztaka he did behind people's backs. No one knew he did all the chesed and tztaka, and the Mayis and Tovim, and all the smiles that he gave to people, how it made other people who received those smiles and made their day, they made them feel great. And those people were down and felt really bad about themselves, and a smile really turned their day around and turned the week around. Same thing goes the other way. The words that people say to each other, those words are also stored in the neshama. And they'll become and made and testify, this person spoke this rechilus and that lashon hara. And we don't even realize sometimes we're saying rechilas. We think we're helping someone else out. You know what that person's? I don't know, why did that person do this? I don't know, why do you say that about you? You're such a nice person. Why would he? It's pure rechilas. It's going to be made on the person b'shas adin. The Chavetz Chaim concludes how much a person has to be mizdazeya b'zichroi. He has to shudder and he'd be afraid when he remembers that everything he says and does, Bein diburim kedoshim shel Torah mitzvos mila debracha, he says brachas, every bracha he makes, every benching he benches, every ash yotzer he makes, will all come back and be made. I was said on this day, I was made with this kavanah. But unfortunately, same as on the other side, if it's not with good kavanah, if it's not good words, hakol kavu b'maicha v'soich zechroin, everything is stored in this memory bank called his neshama. Some people will be a reward, and others, it will not. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Ashri la'odom, fortunate is the person, shemizaris atzmoi, lasis tshuva, that arouses himself to do tshuva, koidim shekoyu noisoi lasis cheshman, before he's called up, before his life ends. Fortunate is the person that does tshuva. So he goes up to Shemayim, and they show him beautiful, beautiful memory box, a beautiful video.